We have now entered the fourth quarter here at Jerry Lett Memorial Stadium. Chillicothe right now losing to the Savannah Savages 28-12. Savannah has the ball deep in Chillicothe territory. They have it second and two at the Hornet 8-yard line. Zane Wilt will have two wide receivers to the left. That's Tyler Wilt and Blake Deal. Holt, the fullback, will be in the backfield. Burson, the tight end, the big tight end, is wide to the right. With the change in quarters, Chillicothe's now defending the north goal. Zane Wilt takes the snap, hands off late to Holt, and he's brought down, stacked up by Hatfield, leading the charge along with DJ Gannon, bring him down right at the line of scrimmage. Zane Wilt, on all his handoffs to all his running backs, they wait till the last second, right before they get across the line of scrimmage, to let that ball go into the gut. You know,
yeah, it's kind of designed as a, you know, almost a like misdirection, yeah. a deception, sort of an option, almost an option type thing.
They're bringing the chains out here, Randy.
I'm going to tell you, it takes a lot of discipline to be able to run an offense like that. And they're short, so it'll be third and one.
Third and inches for the Savannah offense. Chillicothe's been hanging tough here in the second half, not allowing any points to be scored, although the ball's been down at their end of the field almost entirely in this second half. Here comes the Savannah offense. Tyler Wilt will be wide to the left. Holt will be in the backfield behind Zane Wilt. Wilt, quarterback sneak. He's got the first down with his leg drive. Gets down to the Chillicothe 6-yard line. It'll be first and goal for the Savannah Savages at the Hornets 6-yard line.
And Savannah might want to stop pulling Chillicothe players off the pile. It's usually how indiscretions begin.
28-12 the score. Savannah leads it with 11:22 remaining in the game. Savannah entered this ball game 4-1 on the season. Chillicothe 3-2 on the season. Tyler Wilt to the left, Blake Deal to the right. Holt in the backfield for Zane Wilt. Wilt throws a pass, a slant to Deal. That was about the worst pass I've seen by Zane Wilt tonight, and it still was close to the vicinity of the receiver there.
No, that wasn't a bad pass. That was good coverage by Guy Vincent.
I think it might have even been tipped, perhaps. It wasn't a spiral at all.
It was a timing pattern, and it's a combination of things. And the end result was an incompletion, which is the most important thing. So second and goal from the 6. Early fourth quarter. Savannah looking to expand their lead 28-12 right now.
Burson and Deal wide to the right. Holt, the fullback, behind Zane Wilt. Tyler Wilt wide to the left. Second and goal from the 5. Zane Wilt goes back to pass. Cole Nichols comes out of nowhere and brings him down for a quarterback sack all the way back to the 10-yard line.
Cole Nichols is going to be a fun player to watch just a sophomore, but the coaches early on in preseason was impressed by him as being a go-getter. You know, someone that wants to get in there, not afraid of contact, not afraid to, you know, get up in someone's business and make a play, and that's what he did right there.
Well, Randy, I'll also point out that Cole Nichols is out at the YMCA lots of times in the offseason working out.
There you go.
Tyler Wilt wide to the left, Burson and Deal to the right. Third and goal from the Hornet 10-yard line. Zane Wilt changes the play at the line of scrimmage. Goes back to pass, looks for Tyler Wilt. Did he catch it? No, it was a shoestring attempt at the 5-yard line. So it's fourth and goal now for Savannah's offense at the Chillicothe 10-yard line.
This will be a 26-yard field goal if they try it.
That's what they're going to do, Randy. Andy Myers comes into this ball game. He's 4-for-4 in extra points, 0-for-1 in the field goal department. McFadden will be doing the holding chores. 10-11 remains in this ball game. 28-12, Savannah leads Chillicothe. Here's the snap put down nicely by McFadden. Here's the kick. It's up. It's good. 31-12 the score now. Savannah leads this game with 10:05 remaining in the ball game. Let's take a 60. You're listening to Hornets Football on KCHI. All right, here's the kickoff by Andy Myers after he converted on that field goal attempt to make it 31-12. Chillicothe takes the kickoff.
Absolutely nowhere.
And Savannah stops the run there on the kickoff return of Vincent at about the 15-yard line of Chillicothe. Clampett remains in at quarterback. Caleb Spicer and Corey Coburn were in on the tackle for Savannah's kicking unit.
So, again, it's a battle of field position. Chillicothe not able to put together a decent return, and it's inside the 15. It's first and 10 at the 13.
Clampett still in the huddle with his Hornet teammates at the north end of the football field. Now they break huddle. We're going to have Hatfield, Gannon, and Vincent in the backfield. Clampett goes under center, takes the snap, counter pitches to Vincent. Vincent coming around. He's got some room. 15, 20, 25, 30. He's got McFadden. It's a horse race. Crosses midfield. He's at Savannah's 40. Sidesteps two defenders and is finally brought down by number 36, Alex Jimenez.
Jimenez on the stop. And Chillicothe's Austin Hatfield showed why he likes to block. He had a great block to open up that space for Vincent to slither through.
You know, McFadden did a good job of kind of angling that play off for the rest of his Savannah teammates and allowed Jimenez to come in for the tackle of Vincent. But Chillicothe finally has gotten into Savannah territory here in the second half.
49-yard run is what I have that as.
Hatfield and Gannon split in the backfield. Vincent flanked tight to the right. Back to pass goes handoff. Handoff is to Hatfield. Clampett almost got sacked before he was able to hand that ball off, Randy.
That was designed a quick hitter off the left side, but Savannah was back there, and Clampett did a nice job of just getting the handoff into the belly of Hatfield, and Hatfield managed to fall forward for a gain of a yard, maybe.
Second and 9 for the Hornets at the Savannah 37-yard line. 31-12 the score. Savannah leads it. Vincent will be flanked tight to the right. Hatfield and DJ Gannon split in the backfield.
10 in the box.
Clampett goes under center. Going to go back to pass. Has time. Throws over the middle for Vincent. Flags come
flags
out.
Flags everywhere. Yeah, yeah, that was, they did everything but drop kick.
There's a
Vincent.
Flag at the line of scrimmage thrown over here by on the Hornet sidelines. And then a flag where Vincent was
maybe offsetting.
Hooking it up with number 33, Joe Hegeman, holding the call against Savannah. Holding the call against the Savannah Savages. 8:33 remains in this game as the penalty has stopped the clock. Chillicothe has two timeouts remaining. Savannah has three.
And this would be a nice little gain for Chillicothe.
While we have this,
be a first down.
While we have this timeout, it reminds us, Randy, to visit Woody's in Chillicothe and get wowed. It'll be a first and 10 for the Hornets.
From the 27, a 10-yard penalty.
Clampett remains in at quarterback.
Didn't mean to finish your sentence there, Mark.
It's all right, Randy. Here's Hatfield. He's going to be wide to the left. Gannon and Vincent now are setting up in the backfield split. Balance line in front for Clampett. Gannon goes in motion to left. Flags go up in the air as a Savannah defensive lineman appeared to have jumped off sides. We'll take that. We're not begging, but we'll take it. Offsides against Savannah there. Savannah.
Back-to-back flags there.
Starting to unravel like my son Hayden's tennis shoes with his shoelaces. Here on this drive is Clampett starting to gain some confidence with his Hornet teammates on offense. First and 5 at the Savannah 22-yard line now. Three backs are in the backfield. Hatfield now gets in motion as flank tight to the left. Handoff goes to Gannon. Gannon gets it, dives off left tackle, gets down to about the 20. A short gain there. It's going to bring up a third and a long 4 for the Hornets. Tackle made by Shea Olson.
And, yeah, just a fullback dive up the middle. They were crowding the line, loading it up on the line again like they like to do.
Under 8 minutes now remains in this game. Chillicothe threatening in the Savannah end of the field. 31-12 to score. Chillicothe trails. Gannon gets the call, goes off right tackle this time, and it's tackled by Burson at the 19-yard line. Also in on the tackle was number 36, Alex Jimenez.
And yards get a little tough to come by. It's now third and two after first and five. It's third and two.
Jimenez comes out of the ball game for a breather. Third and a long two. You almost throw a pass here, Randy. I mean, you know you're going to have to go for it on fourth down.
Well, we'll see what they do.
Savannah's got a regular defensive set. They've got four defensive backs. Clampett gives it to Hatfield. Hatfield is brought down for a big loss by Smith.
And I tell you, that wasn't necessarily Hatfield's fault. That play didn't develop like they wanted it to. The pulling guard and pulling tackle from the right side couldn't get over there and act as lead blockers. They just couldn't get over there. Clampett didn't. I think maybe they were expecting Clampett to take another step back, drop back before he handed it off, but it's just a busted play.
So it'll be a fourth and a long 10 yards now for Chillicothe. The ball sitting at the Savannah 26-yard line. Vincent and Jacob Lewis wide to the right. Hatfield and Gannon in the backfield. Clampett slides to his right, rolls out of the pocket, throws it over the middle for Lewis. In and out of his hands.
In wide open. That's as wide open as Chillicothe will be tonight.
And Jacob Lewis knows it as he remains on his knees in the end zone. Well, Savannah will take over on downs. 6:16 remains in this game. 31-12 the score. Savannah leads it over Chillicothe. Savannah will have the ball first and 10 at their own 26-yard line. Jake Matthew is into the ball game defensively for the Hornets. Savannah now is taking their time as they break huddle. Chillicothe's already set. Actually, no, Chillicothe goes into a huddle. Now they come out. Blake Deal is wide to the right. Tyler Wilt wide to the left. Fumble in the backfield. It comes loose, but Andy Myers, the great athlete he is, falls on it.
And picked up some pretty good yardage.
It was a shotgun formation for the quarterback, which means he wasn't under center, and the snap came back, and the idea was immediately after he got the snap from center, he was going to hand off to Myers, who was crossing in front of him. But Myers beat the ball back there, and it hit him in the pads, came loose. Myers fell on it.
Luckily, he fell on it forward enough where it was a no-gainer.
Two wide receivers to the right, second and 10 from the 26 for Savannah. Zane Wilt hands off to Holt, Clay Holt, fighting for every inch there as he got hit more than one time and is finally brought down at the 29 of Savannah by Jake Matthew and Connor Dixon, two seniors.
And he had a little juggalitis there during the run, but managed to hang on to it.
Now down to 5:20 remaining in this game. Chillicothe needs a Savannah turnover. They've yet to have one tonight. Holt and Myers are on either side of the quarterback, Wilt, who's in shotgun formation. Rolls to his right, throws
right
over the middle. Riley Williams.
There it is, touchdown.
It's a horse race. Jake Matthews is the only one behind him, and it's a touchdown for Riley Williams as he was covered. No, he wasn't covered.
He wasn't covered by anybody.
He was wide open.
He was covered by the yard marker. 71 yards. No one touched him. Touchdown. And it's officially a lopsided ball game.
37-12 now, a 25-point deficit for the Hornets with 4:59 remaining in the game. Second touchdown pass of the night for Zane Wilt, the junior quarterback.
Third.
Oh,
fourth.
Is it
fourth?
Fourth? Really?
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, yeah, that's he had Myers, Deal, and this one here to Riley Williams. And
yeah.
Wilt, you're right. Here's Andy Myers in to attempt the point after. He kicks it up, and it's good. He's been perfect tonight. And the extra point, so with 4:59 remaining in the game, it's Savannah 36, Chilligati 12, let's take a 30. You're listening to Hornets Football on KCHI.